Now, Sophia Vorage's beautiful baby daughter, Azalea, was 8 weeks old when she was diagnosed with leukemia. By the age of 8 months, Sophia and her partner, ex-footballer Ashley Kane, had to say their final goodbye. Sophia joins us very bravely to tell us their story. Welcome to the show, Sophia.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, it's never easy to talk about these things, but I know you're here for the right reasons, because we're hoping that both your book and your foundation will help others in the future.
That's correct, yes. It's been a pleasure to be able to write a book, to be honest.
And can I ask you, going back, what were the early signs? Did you know she was poorly from a very early age?
The early symptoms that Azalea shown were cold-type symptoms, constipation, bruising to the skin, her breathing, and lumps underneath the bruise. That's how I found out there was a problem.
Because I know I've been reading about Azalea, and I know that her stomach was really hard, and they put it down to colic, which is the most natural thing in the world to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I took Azalea to the doctors to have a look, so the doctor could have a look over her. Her tummy was swollen. We was given laxatives to give her. We was given colic things. We was given, like, the Infocol. It was just so much that we was given her until the point came when there was a bruise there when I changed to nappy.
That's frightening. That's really frightening. And you also worry that how are you going to be able to explain that to a GP?
Yeah, I mean, we was in COVID at the time. It was lockdown. We was actually just kind of, it was a really scary moment because obviously I seen the picture. I sent the picture, sorry, to the GP, and the GP contacted me back and then told us to take Azalea to A&E. Which is where she got her blood test taken and at the time was diagnosed with leukemia, which was AML, which is a rare type of childhood cancer.
So do you think learning to tell the early warning signs could help a future child?
Yeah, I feel like as a foundation, that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to advance early diagnosis, bringing awareness to early signs to look out for. We are there trying to help bring new treatments to the UK and trying to change a system that has been underfunded childhood cancer for too long. Our mission for the charity, for helping these children, is to really, really make sure that, you know, these children are getting more than 3% of funding, which is what they're giving right now.
Wow, 3%, crikey. And what sort of treatment did Azalea need?
So Azalea needed chemotherapy. She had a couple of rounds of chemotherapy along with a bone marrow transplant. So Azalea was on adult chemotherapy, and unfortunately there isn't no softer treatment for children. And at 8 weeks old, Azalea was having real intense adult chemotherapy. And then had to find a donor. And in 1 weekend, Azalea had managed to get over 80,000 people on the donor register, which has now gone on to save and help to save so many lives.
Oh, bless her. Adult chemotherapy for a little tiny baby.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago, you know, for the first time ever, childhood cancer was debated in Parliament. The House of Commons heard the evidence that childhood cancer is not rare, and the CEO from the Azalea Foundation, which is our foundation that we set up in honour of our daughter to help children and families that are fighting, he went there with, along with the lady Charlotte from Sophie's Legacy, and discussed this, you know, that it's been significantly underfunded for too long and childhood cancer isn't rare. And while MPs from all parties accepted the evidence unanimously, the government's response was simply inadequate, and a 10-year cancer plan that doesn't include evidence on childhood cancer and which continues to be considered as rare cannot be considered a solution. And this isn't acceptable. So we're at the moment asking for so many people to email their MPs and a template that can be found on the Azalea Foundation to really change that narrative for childhood cancer.
For sure, it's very important. Just give us, in case some people are listening and have to go out of their car or whatever, give us your foundation web address.
Our foundation web address is, if you're using the Instagram profile, it's at the Azalea Foundation, and it's www.theazaleafoundation.co.uk.
Right.
Where you can find so much. You can actually see how much we're doing with our charity on there, and the donations that we make, and, you know, the relationships that we're building right now to create a change in this system.
Yeah, she's leaving a legacy, isn't she?
100%. This is why I did my book. My book was my therapy. I expressed myself. I poured my pain and everything into my book. And I hope that helps so many people going forward to just, you know, learn to turn their pain into power and to try and help them focus and help their mental well-being.
Yeah, I think so. Am I right that she was supposed to, she needed a certain type of therapy which was only available in Singapore?
Yeah, so unfortunately the NHS could no longer help us, but they were fantastic and they really, really assisted us along the way. Unfortunately, Azalea's chemotherapy was no longer helping her. Her bone marrow transplant relapsed, which made us come to the point where we was absolutely desperate. Singapore had a treatment that Azalea could have. It's very complex. She had certain markers and she needed some therapy over there, which they had. But unfortunately, by the time Azalea's bone marrow results had come back, it had all spiked out of control, which led us to the point where, unfortunately, they can no longer save our daughter. Incredibly, we had a GoFundMe, which raised over £1 million. And now we have used that to put into the foundation.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. And I know you sadly lost Azalea on the 24th of April, and there are no words, but what you've done as a family and using her name is brilliant, because I think you are helping others every day.
Yeah, I mean, Azalea was so brave. The nation fell in love with Azalea. We had huge monuments around the world that lit up orange. We had Niagara Falls that lit up orange for Azalea. Orange represents leukemia, childhood leukemia. So, yeah, I mean, she was so brave and so wonderful and beautiful. And the battles she faced on a daily basis is what so many children and families face on a daily basis. And although we have our daughter that we will continue her legacy and she's our hero, we are also doing this for all the other families and children that are fighting every single day. Yeah. And we're a part of a community, and it really, really is our backbone, our community is.
Yeah, she's a very strong little girl. And I was reading that not only does the foundation do everything that you've said, and it educates other parents and guardians, but it also brings smiles and happiness to other children going through childhood cancer and leukemia.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, these children in the hospitals that are behind closed doors, they have so much light and energy to them, even though they're facing the worst possible thing that they could face. The way they wake up every morning and they learn how to play and they overcome so many obstacles, the light on their faces are just, honestly, it's absolutely incredible, the bravery that these children show.
Yeah.
So beautiful. They yeah. still continue with life no matter what they're faced with. They could be on chemotherapy, they could be on blood transfusions, but the way that these children show strength and resilience is just absolutely inspirational.
Yeah, could put some adults to shame, couldn't they?
Honestly. And I tell you what, my daughter definitely would put me to shame. The strength that she's shown me, no person on this earth could have shown me the strength that she's shown me.
I'm still reeling from the fact that she had to have adult chemotherapy. That's crazy.
This is a system that really needs to be changed. And I know with our foundation, we're doing everything in our power to change this and work with and so many medical institutions and build relationships to be able to change these dynamics. And, you know, our children are worth more than 3% of funding as well. And
yeah.
While childhood cancer is considered to be rare, then we won't get them funds for our children.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right at all. And I believe that Ashley did a 1,000-mile bike ride as well for the foundation.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of challenges that have been for the foundation. He rode from Land's End to John O'Groats. So they did that within 14 days, and there was a team that got together. We travelled along the way and met some incredible people and heard some incredible stories, and raised a significant amount of funds as well to help with these cases and donations that we make. Along with the other day, Azalea's anniversary, it was a year since she passed, and they ran from Azalea's wall in Nuneaton, where a beautiful tribute wall was done for Azalea, to Trafalgar Square in London, which was 100 miles.
Crikey.
In 24 hours.
Crikey.
Without no sleep, to create awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very important. Well, you can buy Sophia's book on our website. It's an account of motherhood, hope and loss. It's about the unbreakable and incomparable bond between mother and daughter. But above all, it's a celebration of a remarkable little life. It's called Loving and Losing You, Azalea, My Inspirational Daughter and Our Unbreakable Bond. Just remind us one more time, Sophia, of your foundation's address.
Yes, it's on Instagram at the Azalea Foundation, and we have www.azaleafoundation.co.uk.
Well, well done on all the good work you're doing in Azalea's name, and thank you for being so open and honest with us on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sophia. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.